Jason, good morning. It's Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, sir, Dennis. We got some answers.
Well, absolutely. We got an extension. They kind of met us in the middle at 48 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't able to get quite 5 years. But let me see here. I'll try to give you what that payment is. I did get the invoice from Hector as well.
You did get the invoice?
Yeah, sure did. I can get you a copy of that if you want to.
Yeah.
But let's see here. Should have it right here. So the total with taxes and everything, it looks like it comes out to $11,254.53. Uh-huh. So $11,254.53. And let me enter that in here to our system so I can get you that actual payment at 48 months, if it'll let me. It's been acting finicky lately. It's not going to let me. Ah, man. Well, I know it's going to obviously be much better by adding another 12 months to it.
What's the interest rate going to be on it?
Let me figure that out for you. So, keep in mind with these loans, they're fixed cost, so they're not an APR. They don't actually revolve or compound or accrue interest.
It's a fixed rate. I mean, so you're saying it doesn't. So, like, the base of the loan is $11,254, and then you add the interest for the term of the loan. Is that like a?
Right. So the major benefits to it's structured as a lease, but you don't actually have a buyout or anything at the end. Just you make your first month's payment, last month's payments up front. That obviously goes towards the loan itself, and then you just make your other, in this case, it'd be the other 46 payments, and then you actually own it. There's no dollar buyout or anything like that, unless you want a dollar buyout or something of that nature at the end. We can always structure it like that.
But at least, let's say a year from now, 2 years from now, I want to get out of that equipment. What's the proceed? Is it something y'all buy back? Is it something that, I mean, I don't know. Because like with a lease, when I leased my flatbed from the company I was with, it was a lease purchase, and I could have actually gave the flatbed back at any time. And it was.
No, I've never had a client actually.
It was
that.
It was kind of like through Wells Fargo.
Okay. I've never actually had a client do that. I can find out and see once you're, you know, a certain.
Well, that's what I'm trying to see. While you're saying it's a lease purchase, you know what I mean?
Right. It's called an equipment finance agreement. So the reason that we structured like that is to give you the best tax write-off benefits. You're able to write off.
Okay. Okay.
The section. Yeah. So you're able to write off 33% of the value of the equipment when you go to file your taxes.
Yeah.
But So your payment at 48 months comes out to $391.53. So we're still, you know, not close to the $100 that you're, you know, $300 that you're looking for, but definitely better. But the way you figure the
I don't understand why it's so much. The interest rate, y'all must be killing me on the interest rate.
I can try to figure what that is for you right now, actually. So
that's just. Because if you just divide 48 months into 11,254, that's only like 230. That'd be almost like $100-something extra of interest. That'd be damn near what the cost. That'd damn near be like 40% of the payment. You know.
Nah, I mean, I'll give you an example. So the actual interest, so it'd be $391.53 times 48 months. Equals $18,793 minus the on damn calculator. 391.53 times 48 equals 18,793.44. Subtract that from the equipment cost of 11,254.53 equals the total interest comes out to $7,538.91 over the 4 years.
Yeah.
So I divide that by 4 years, that equals annually you're looking at $1,884.72 interest per year, or cost per year. If you divide that by the equipment cost of 11,254.53, you're looking at I mean, it's up there. It's let's see here. Simple interest, I'm looking at right around 14%.
Yeah, that's all I was thinking.
So it's up there.
Well, let me think about it, man. That's just a little more than I wanted.
Okay. I'll see what I can do. And
I mean, that's the best they're gonna do, huh?
You know, if I could get you 5 years, it would make sense as far as the actual payment goes.
Yes, and. I mean, that's...
And I don't know why they're not going up to 5 years, to be honest with you. Any activity that was negative on your credit report is collections, and that's medical, and we don't even look at that as it's not even a factor. Obviously, it affected your score a little bit, which you weren't aware of, but still, it's not something that we look at as far as something that you actually owe.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you look at everything I do, I pretty much pay everything off, you know. I've had motorcycle payments. I've had cars. I mean, I've paid off like three or four cars in the last, I'd say, 3 years.
Yeah, you know? It doesn't make sense to me either.
I mean, it really maybe doesn't. We'll try to put in another request. I can't do it like with that number. I need that closer to 300.
All right, let me see what I can do, and hopefully I'll give you an answer here sooner or later.
All right, thanks, Dennis.
You too, bud. Thanks.
14% interest. Yeah. Took him forever to figure it out. It's like $18,000 for the life of this. So